We are now going to start one of my least favorite things. Well, actually, we'll do forms first, and then we'll do one of my least favorite things, which is menus. Which is learning to click on the right thing at the right place at the right time, and this combination of clicks do this, and etc. So, I would suggest you read Chapter 7 in the textbook, if you have the textbook, because it goes into how to do these things and does, I think, a good explanation. So I would look at that. Okay, the two programs we're going to look at today, and then you're going to work on one, is basic multiforms and menu grids. Okay, so those are the two that we're looking at. So if you don't have them downloaded, now would be the time.
Which one did you say,
Tom? Basic multiple forms and menu grids. They're under Chapter 7. That's the first one, yep. There's not a lot of clicking going on, so that means you either downloaded it or you can watch it up here or something, but there's not a lot of clicking going on. Page 410 in your book says, a form can be either modal or modeless. When a form is modal, it is displayed, when a modal form is displayed, no other form in the application can receive the focus until the modal form is closed. Okay, so nothing else can receive it until the modal form is closed. The user must close the modal form before he or she can work with any other form in the application. A modeless form, on the other hand, allows the user to switch focus to another form while it is displayed. The show dialog method causes a form to be displayed as a modal form. When this method is called, the form is displayed and receives the focus, the general format of the method calling it. The show method is used to display the modeless form. And then it said, most of the time, forms should be modal. It is common for a procedure to display a form and then perform the operations depending on input gathered from the form. Therefore, you'll normally use modal in the show dialog. Okay. This example gets into modeless and it gets totally lost after you click on enough of them. So modeless really is not used that often. Modal is. So, I set up this program, however, to show both of them. Okay, and I would go back, if you have the book, and reread that explanation, because they fail, and then there's another explanation on page 414 as well. Okay, so what I've defined here is I have defined two forms. Form first and form second. Okay? I've also defined a module, and the module can contain things that can be, that both forms can use. Okay, so I said define module, And the only thing I have in there is public work mod count as integer, which means that's available to both the forms. Okay, so that's available. So if I look at my first form is get an instance of the second form using the modal approach, and get an instance of the second form using the modeless approach. And I have a button there, box there where I write some stuff out. Okay? So I have form first and form second. So I'm going to start out with this. And these are the two routines that I have. I said set up form second instance as a new form second. And I'm bringing this up using the modal form. So I'm saying work mode count equals work mode count plus 100. And then I'm also working with dim class count. Dim work class count, which is defined here and is available to all of the routines. Okay? And then I said add these numbers as we go along to the the items in the first box. Okay, and show dialog then will bring up the next form. So this is dim form second instance as a new instance of form second. Okay, so I have form second there. I'm coming up with a new instance of it. And then I'm saying, okay, now use that instance and do the show dialog. And it will bring up the form. Okay, show dialog, and it will bring up the form. Because that is a new form second. I've got form first, and I've got form second. And if you look at my two forms, okay, there's my two forms, and this has a box, and here's my second form, and that has a box. No, that's not my second form. Sorry. That has a box, and that has list second on it. So let's follow what it does. If I go back and I click on start, okay, so this comes up here, and I said get an instance of the second. So I'm clicking that. And that is get instance of the second, okay, using modal. So this form comes up. So I'm now bringing up the second form. And if I try to go back here, notice it won't let me, okay, because I went over there in modal form and it won't let me go back, okay? So then I say, I can this put up the information there. Okay, so I was in first, and it said work mod count plus 100, work class count plus 1,000. They both started out empty. And then I said, okay, this is the list second, so go to the form second and list that on there. Okay, and at that point, when I do the show dialog, it goes over and shows me the form with that stuff on it that I've put into those boxes. Now, I can hide the second form, or I can close the second form. So I'm going to close the second form, and I come back here. And now I can do it again. So I click on this, and now it's up to 200. and 2000. Okay, so it has gone up. They've both increased. Again, I can't go back. It blinks at me and does everything else to tell me that I can't go back. If I hide the second form, I can go back. Okay, then I click on this again. It comes up, and we're now at 303,000, and I can close again, or I can do another second from here. And I mean, I'm sorry, I click on the second thing here and bring up the first form again. But I still can't get back here. I have to close this and then close that to get back here. Now, in reality, I don't think you'd ever get yourself into too deep going with this. You would mainly control it out of one form. So I would mainly control it out of here. Okay? If I use the modless or modeless and click on that, it comes up. And notice I can come back here and I can click on it again and it comes up. And I can go back here and click on it again, and it comes up. And I have just managed to entirely and completely lose my place or where I am or anything else going on. So that's why they say that modeless is not very much used. Okay? So I've got all these. And if I come back here and try to do, I can keep coming back. Okay, so I've got the two, and if I finally close out all of this, I can go back and do another modal. Okay, so I do another modal, and then I said I could do something from here using modal and modalist. But again, modal is the main way that you're going to do it, and notice the difference in them. One of them uses the show, and the other uses the show dialogue. So the modal is the form that you're going to mainly use. The modalist is the... I can't even think of a situation where you really want a bunch of forms floating around, because you want your user focused on a particular form, and you want them using a particular form. You know, lots of times what you do is you start out with the main form, and then if you want them to fill out a form or something, you bring up another form for them to fill out. Or if you want to get data, you bring up another form to get the data. And then you close it and go back to the original. So usually you do not want them both open, and usually you want to finish a task and then go back to the main one, which is going to be controlling everything. Okay? So, that is an instance of working with these two. My second form, and again, okay, what did I just do? My second form, I can come in here and say add Windows form, and when I add it, I can pick Windows form and say I want to add this form. And when I add it, I've now added a third form. And I can go in and change its name and call it form third if I want to. So I can keep adding forms to this and moving back and forth between the forms. Okay. And I really don't want that one. Let's see if I can delete it this way. Yes. Okay. So I can put as many forms up there as I want. As I said, the main way I've seen that is when people want to collect information from a user or something like that, and they might have a couple of different kinds of forms, and they want to bring up, depending on what the user says in the first form, they want to bring up another form where they can feed in the information. Okay.
What was your site?
410 and 414.
That's chapter 6.
All right, then I grabbed the wrong version of the book when I walked out. It's chapter 7.
It's 7, it's 429.
Okay, good. Because I brought in the wrong version of the book, so it's off a little bit apparently. But if you look up modal and modeless in the index in the back, it will take you to the definition. And I'm sure the definition hasn't changed. Okay, so form second is simply bringing up forms. That's all it did. So it's got a me close, it's got a me hide, and then if I want to bring up a form, it has an instance of the first form, and I said I could bring that up in both methods. Okay? Which was pretty useless. But those allow me to bring up another form if I want to. If I had a third form, I could bring that up. And I have both a close and a hide, both of which let me go back to the original form and work. Okay. And we will look at some examples as we're going along that have more practical use of forms. Okay, the next thing I want to look at is the one I really dislike, and that's the menu. I just dislike menus, that's all. I like the end result, I just dislike making them. Okay, on this one, one thing is I have a calculate grade module. So if I know what the work grade is, I can come over here and I can calculate the grade. Notice this one has multiple forms in it. So I get the get grades, I get show grades. Okay, so this module is there to calculate the grade. So once I know what work grade is, I can figure out what the letter grade is. And that's what that module does. Then I have another module that says define module, and that defines two things, again making them universal, work grade and work letter grade. Okay, so when I calculate work grade from one place, I can put it in here, work grade, and when I go to calculate grade, it can see work grade. Okay? So, then I have a form where I get the grades, and that has the menu on it. And I have a form where I show the grades, and that does not have a menu on it, but has a return. So the return is simply a me close. Okay, so if I run this, and then we'll look at the menu. When I run this, I type in a name, Susan, and I will give her 78 on all four, just because then I'll know my average is right. Okay, so she's getting a 78 on all of them. Then I come up here and it says calculate three grades or four grades. So if I hadn't entered anything in the last one, then I would use three grades, and we'll look at that in a second. So I'm using four grades. So I'm saying four grades, and it comes up with a thing that says Susan and a C. Okay, so I got the name Susan that she had typed in on the first form, and I got the C, which I got from the module that calculates the word grade. Okay. And then I can't get back here until I close it. So that means it's modal. And then when I close it, I can get back. So if I have only three grades, and this is an 18 or something, and I say calculate three grades, it comes up, and that was enough to get an F. Okay? So I, again, the names, and this time I chose three grades, and it calculated it, and it gave the F. Now, if we look at the menu, actually as we're running it, the menu had two things in there. It allows me to calculate three grades and four grades. And it has a clear, and it has an exit. And those are all been put into the menu. Okay? So if I look at form get grades, okay, I have the same basic thing for menu grade 3 and menu grade 4. It's just that I only add up three grades in the first one and divide by three, and in the second I do four grades. After I figure out what work grade is in this defined module. And at that point, I call calculate letter grade. So it goes and executes that module. And the work grade that it needs in order to execute that module is in the defined module. Okay, so it goes and executes that module. And then I said, okay, I've got show grade instance as new form show grade. Okay, so I made a new instance of the form show grade. So a new instance of the second form. And I said, okay, now take the text name dot text, which is on this form, and pass it over to the text name.text on the instance of the second form. So I'm passing that information over to the second form. And then I am passing the letter grade that was calculated in the module over to the second form. And then I am saying, okay, show dialog, and that will show the second form, which will contain the name and the letter grade. Okay. Menu clear is simply that. It's doing a clear on each of the fields in the form. And menu exit is simply closing. Okay. So, let's look at the menu. I can't avoid it any longer. Okay. If I click on calculate, it says the things beneath it. And notice it says type here. Okay, when I first put the menu up there, and we'll talk about where I get it in a minute, it will say type here all the way across this first line, like you see here. Once I have typed something in here, okay, then it drops down and it shows the type here next to what I've typed and below what I've typed. Okay, so I have it where the clear was and where the three grades were. These are making submenus. So when I type in one of those, it makes a submenu. If I type along the top line, it makes a next instance of the menu up there. Okay, and if I start this and I put in an and I do a control C, okay, Shift C, maybe? Nope. Okay, I'm trying to clear this out, but it's not actually showing them. And this is a problem that I've had with menus, and we'll experiment with it, because I'm going to ask you to do something in a minute. But notice with the clear, I actually have, when I type that in, I put an ampersand in front of that, and then clear. And that then makes the underscore. So that's supposed to be that if I click that, I can get out of here, right?
Is it because you have it on both calculate and clear?
You know, that might be. Good point. So let's try the X. Okay. Okay, now, wait a minute. Alt did it. So now let me go back. And then Alt X did indeed get me out. It's Alt. And Alt C. Okay, seems to be claiming that I'm calculating, so let's see what it's doing. I shouldn't have put it on that one, actually. I didn't mean to put it on that one. I meant to put it on just the clear. No, it does, doesn't give me anything. But I think if I had just put it on the clear. Pardon me?
You have to Alt C and then when I got on the top, and you click Enter.
Okay.
Just click Enter.
But that would have worked if I just clicked Enter. If I just click on it.
Do C twice. Alt CC.
Alt
CC.
CC.
C again?
No. I am. I'm trying. I shouldn't have. There's the ampersand, so I'm going to take the ampersand out of that one. Okay, because that was where I put the ampersand when I put it in. When I typed there, I put the ampersand. So let me take the ampersand out of that. And now let's do a start.
What's funny is when you hit Alt-C, it brings it to the top, and you can use the arrow
key. And you pinch it because you have two C over there.
Now I don't, though. I took one of them away. So now if you look at up at calculate, it doesn't have a C. I took that away. Because how you get it in there is you put an ampersand in front of the character. So this one had ampersand calculate. This one has ampersand clear. And this one has the ampersand in front of the X. Okay, so that has the ampersand in front of the X. And that was working, actually. So now let's try N78. And I'm going to hit Control, or Alt, rather, C. And that worked. So once I got rid of, good catch. I don't know why I didn't see that, but I didn't. Okay, so.
It's funny, though, when you have the calculate, you can actually use your arrow keys to go to all three.
All three, and then sort of go down, I think.
So you can clear it that way. So
yeah, you can use the arrows to go across, and you can also use the arrow to go down. And if you're down, you can use the arrow to go up. So you can use the mouse, or you can use the arrow. Now, my big complaint about menus, I like them, except the drop-down masks some of the data. And that's always been my complaint about menus anywhere. When you have the menu up there, the drop-down ends up masking the data, so I should have moved the data out of the way in anticipation or something. Or maybe I don't care, but on that particular piece of data. Okay. So I have those in there. So when I put the word in there, come on, show, oh, I'm in run mode, that's why. When I put the word in there, I type it. When I typed it with the ampersand clear. And that being the supposedly shortcut. And if I had done it right, it would have. I had this one last year, and nobody caught it last year. So good job. You guys got it straightened out. Okay. And you got half of it, and we got it straightened out anyway. So that's how I set up the menu. Now, when I get the menu name up here, I come down and I change the name on this to menu calculate. And on this one, I changed it to menu grades 3 and went through and just changed the name. It gives it a long, convoluted name to do it. Okay? Now, where you find this is if you go to the toolbox and you get menus and toolbars, the menu strip is the thing you want. So go to menus and toolbars and then pick up menu strip, and that's what you grab and drag over in order to make the menu. Okay, just because it's a pain to do, and I want you to try it because you'll see how it works a little bit better. Here is the exercise that goes with the book. And I didn't trust anybody to have the book, so. Go through and try setting up a menu. Just go through this little exercise and set up the menu. And I assume you can find it, but there's... We'll go through and kind of experiment with the menu. There's also a page I didn't click, which I will look up and tell you in a minute. Okay, notice I right-clicked on, I did a right-click on 4 grades. When that came up, I can do an insert, and I can do a separator, and that will make a line between the two things, if you want it. You type a hyphen at the menu and it asks the text property, apparently. So you type a hyphen, and then it supposedly makes it. Yes, it did. There's the line. So you can put a line separator in. And that's on page 441 in my book. So if you like separators, you can do that. So is it working? Then you can look up the context. Do you have your book with you by any chance?
Yes.
Go ahead and look up, because that's what I'm going to talk about next, context menus. And you can try adding that into it. I have the wrong version of the book, but it's on mine. It's 446.
472.
472. They must have added a lot. So that's a way of making a pop-up menu. And try doing a separate a line that's about four things before it. Separate a line is right click.
The hyphen?
Yeah.
There
you go. You got that? Has anybody else got it working? Yeah. You have the book or not?
Me?
No.
No.
You could go look it up. What I want to do after this is a context menu strip. So go look up how to work a context menu strip. I'm going to tell you in a few minutes. When more people get it set. It's making basically a pop-up window.
Well, they don't give you much to go off of, that's for sure.
If you want to look at one of my examples under the, you know, VB.net, this one is under VB.net, and that one has the pop-up context bar. If you
I didn't think or anything about that.
Is it working?
Yeah.
It's funny, I love the logic of problem solving. I hate the push this button to make this happen and push. Hate it. So menus are not my favorite thing. Every time I make one, I have to look it up and read the directions again. Okay, what we're going to do next, so you can do it, is go to my vb.net and download, there's a couple of programs there. One of them is this math menu. So if you would download the math menu, I can show you a few other things in that. So if you go to form and math menu examples, the zip version, and there are a bunch of other examples in there about using two forms and going back and forth that if we have time we can look at. But that's not terribly hard. The hard part is the menu, or the, not the hard part, the cumbersome part, I guess. Okay, so bring up that math one, the math menu, and I'll point out a few things that I have on that. Thank you. Okay, first of all, when you dragged over the menu strip, I renamed my menu strip and this main menu one for whatever reason. And you can see that it shows those menu things that it drags over. So it's now showing main menu one because it dragged that over. When I dragged it over, I had that. Okay? And that means it's using that. The next thing I dragged over is the context menu. Okay? And the context menu is in the same place. It's under the toolbox, menus and toolbars, context menu strip. Okay? And I didn't rename that. I dragged that over. So that context menu strip and the main menu. So I have two kinds of menus on this particular one. Okay? The first one is up here. And I have down below it the add, subtract, multiply, and divide. And then I have an underscore line that I put on there, and I have the answer red. Okay? And the underscore line, as I told you, the underscore line basically is, says right-click an existing menu item. On the pop-up menu that appears, select Insert, then click Separator. When the separator bar comes up, it asks you what you want. Basically, it kind of shows you. And you put a hyphen in there if you'd like a hyphen, if you'd like a line as a separator. If you want asterisks as a separator, I assume you put an asterisk up there. And then I put another menu in, which was Answer Red. And I will have a code that goes with that. Okay? So add, if I look over here, is menu add. Okay? Subtract is menu subtract. Multiply and divide are the same. I've got the underscores under them, which means when I wrote them, I put the ampersand there, and I then have the underscore. Then answer red comes up as menu answer red because that's the name I changed it to. And what that is going to have in it is code that will let me take this answer field down here and turn it to red. So it's going to have code down there that will let me do that. Okay? Then I went in, if you look at going into my code, okay, all I did was I have the simple, if it's menu add, do an add, and all the rest of it. Menu answer red is, take the answer field, change its four color to make it equal to color red. Okay, so I am changing the four color on the answer field if they clicked on the fact that they want color to be red. Okay, then you see down below the pop-ups. Okay, and what happens with these pop-ups is I can right-click anywhere on the form and it will bring up the pop-ups. Okay, so if I'm running this, I start in and I say, okay, my first number is 12, my next number is 12, and now I could come up to the menu and do an answer, but instead I'm going to right-click and say multiply. And when I right click and say multiply, it does the multiply. So I have a pop-up that comes up and do it. I can also go into the menu over here and say I want to add, and then it will do an add. So I have both ways of doing it. I have the pull-down menu and I have the pop-up menu. Okay, the pop-up menu, these are the directions that it gives for them. And as I said, I could never do this without looking at the directions because how often do I do it? Almost never. A context menu or pop-up menu is displayed when the user right-clicks a form or control. Okay, so when I right-click the form, it showed up. To create a context menu, you add the context menu strip, which as I just said, is over underneath the menus along there. So I drag over a context menu strip. Okay. You do this and add controls by double-clicking the context menu strip in the toolbox. A context menu strip control is then created in the form's component tray, which is down there, so I have it in the component tray. The first such control has the default name context menu strip. And in fact, if I go back out of here and I look at all of the things that I have, there's context menu 1. And there it is. And it just says context menu 1, basically. Once you've added a context menu strip, control, or form, you select it and then add items to it with the menu designer, just as you did with the regular menu. Okay? So that's how you can do a context and add it in. And then in my context menu bar, I told it to add, subtract, multiply, and divide. And I put the word pop-up in front to differentiate from the pull-down menu, because I now have a pull-down menu and I have a pop-up menu. Okay. So on the designer, I have this. Right-click. View code, and it will show me my code. And there are the properties. Okay. The other ones that I wanted to quickly look at, and we've got a few more minutes, is the others underneath. Underneath VBNet. I thought I already had them. Yeah, form menu zip. There it is. Under VB.net, there's a bunch of forms. And so these are two forms and a calculate pay menu and a bunch of different things that you can do. So the calculate two forms is again just using, wow. Unhandled exception. I didn't try these last night because I didn't think we were going to get this far. The HTML version is there and that shows you what's going on in. So show DOMA dialog again. I said DIM new version 2 as a new form 2. I put out a message box and then I do a show dialog and it goes over to the other one. So the big thing is that when you want to go back and forth, you are dimming a new one and then going back and forth from that. Okay? And I don't think there is anything exciting or spectacular in these, and I'll try opening another one, but they're all pretty routine. This one has a calculate pay. No, I think those are particularly good. Are pretty routine. So So I think we can honestly say that we have looked at everything. Okay? So those are how you put on a menu, if you decide you want to put a menu. How you do forms, if you decide you want to do multiple forms. Setting up a module that both of them can get to and have data in them, and then you don't have to worry about sending the data over, because if they can access the data, it works fine. So that finishes up that chapter. I would take a look at it if you are interested in menus especially, and read the fine print. Okay? But we are done.